Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Good morning. My name is Mike McGinnis, for those of you who may not know me. And when I thought about this a few years ago, I was impacted by the story of Joseph, actually. And Joseph, to me, is kind of an unsung part of the Christmas message. So I want to share with you a passage in Matthew and then just some things that I think about at Christmas time now related to Joseph. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son and called his name Jesus. In Matthew, the second chapter, verses 13 to 15, we have another incident with Joseph. And this is after the three wise men had visited them, which was probably 2 years after the birth of Jesus. And Herod wants to destroy the child. Actually, Satan wants to destroy the child, and he's going to use Herod to do it. Now, when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought for the child's life are dead. So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother and came to the land of Israel. History tells us that Mary might have been 13 to 15 years old when she was married, when she became pregnant with Jesus. Joseph was an old man. He was probably 25, 26. Can you imagine Joseph all this time in the village that they had lived in, had his eye on Mary, and he was a righteous man and he was looking for a righteous wife. And he was so excited the day that he felt he had enough money for a dowry that he went into her father and said, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? Of all the women that I see in the village, I see the Lord and righteousness in her. And how excited he must have been when the father said yes, and Mary agreed. And many months later, after a visit to her cousin Elizabeth, he sees Mary pregnant. Some crazy, wild, cockamamie story that, yeah, this happened through an angel. It didn't happen through normal things. If you're Joseph, how can you wrap your head around that? It's not possible. This girl that I thought was righteous, that would be a perfect match to me, she's pregnant. I love her. I can't destroy her. I can't see her destroyed. What do I do? Put her away in secret and I'll deal with my grief. And an angel appears to him in a dream and says, do not be afraid. I don't know about you. I have all kinds of wild dreams. How did he know this was God's message to him? And then to think about the implication on his life. I'm a righteous man. What are people going to think? I've stood for righteousness in the village. And now to take a woman who's seen as unclean, as a wife, that's unheard of. And our child is going to be seen as unclean. And so Joseph was willing, without question from what we can see, to step into obedience to the Lord in a very difficult situation for him. And we have the other two situations where angels appeared to him in dreams and said, Joseph, they're going to come get the child. Go to Egypt. And he left that night. Joseph, I know I've asked you to do a lot. You are the protector of my son while he's a baby, while he's a child. You're going to teach him your craft to be a carpenter. Is there an irony that Jesus was killed on a piece of wood when that was the craft he learned from his father? Joseph, Herod's dead. Take him back. We don't know how long he was there. Maybe years. Maybe he's settled for a couple of years and he's got a business going and everything else. Joseph, you're out of here. You're going back to the land. And pretty much that's the last we hear of Joseph in Scripture. In Luke, it's recorded that his parents, Jesus' parents, were looking for him when he was about 11 years old and he went into the synagogue and speak. And after that, Joseph isn't mentioned. And so Joseph inspires me with this. He was an example of obedience, not needing to be the focus, willing to be used of God and follow him no matter what the inconvenience. May our lives represent that.